Today's guest is Dave Norton. Dave, thanks for joining us. Graham Turner gave you your debut at Aston Villa. So was it an easy thing to do to sign for him for Hereford United in the summer of 1996?
Yeah, hi Matt. Thanks for inviting me on the show. Yeah, it was Graham gave my debut at Villa. You know, I'd wanted to move from Northampton, and I liked the way Graham played his football, and obviously the year before, almost successful in the playoffs, and it just seemed an attractive option for me at that time.
Adrian Foster was a top goal scorer for us that season, but he got a lot of stick from the Hereford supporters. Did you think it was unjustified?
Yeah, you know, when you play for a club, you're at a club, you know, players have, you know, families and commitments and everything else, and, you know, players have to move on. But, you know, I think what fans should realise is, you know, basically what the players do at that particular time. There's a lot of politics that goes on, you know, with contracts and situations, and, you know, that's in every walk of football, you know. And Adrian Foster, you know, was a great player, a great guy, and, you know, it was a pleasure to play with him.
One of the best games that season was an Adrian Foster hat-trick at Carlisle. We were 2-0 down after about 15 minutes. Carlisle were in the promotion places, and we came back to win 3-2. And Trevor Wood even saved a penalty right at the end. What are your memories of that game at Brunton Park?
Well, I mean, like, you know, when you know, you're a couple goals down, you know, you're up against it. But at the end of the day, you know, we needed a result, and, you know, we got a result. And it was a great feeling for the lads, you know, travelling back. But we knew we had a battle on our hands for the rest of the season. But that moment, I suppose, just gave us a little bit of release from everything, because, you know, obviously, you know, the results weren't going that well. And that result came, you know, was great at the time, and it gave us a lift.
We were being sucked into a relegation battle. How hard was it as a player to try and kind of block everything out, but knowing that there were so many crucial games coming up?
For me, I kind of accepted the situation. You know, I mean, the game for me that, you know, the players realised that, you know, we really were in trouble was the Orient game. I think it was the final away game. I think after that result, you know, everybody realised the situation. But I'd seen it, you know, quite a few results before that, because Brighton were obviously, you know, well supported at home. They were getting great crowds. There was a lot of support for their situation at the time. And I could see them gradually creeping up, you know. But saying that, you know, going into the Orient game, we were really confident. You know, we lost the game, but I thought, you know, we played well. We were supported by so many Hereford fans. It was an incredible experience, but, you know, we couldn't win the game. And that made us go into that last game against Brighton, obviously needing a win to stay up.
And how nervous were you at the morning of the Brighton game?
I think the Brighton game was probably the biggest occasion I've ever had in football, because of the occasion. And, you know, you can turn around and say, like, you know, it was like, you know, the victors to avoid winning the wooden spoon, if you like, and you're at bottom of the league. I'd obviously played at the highest level and had experience in different leagues and whatever. Never experienced anything like it. And going into the game, I was so confident that we would do it, because we'd got the team really focused, and Graham had came back to coach the side because Dick Bates was with us for a while, and then Graham took over. And, you know, I think performances picked up. And going into that game, we knew the enormity of it. You know, we knew we had the crowd behind us, and we felt we could do it. And it was just one of those things where, you know, I mean, AD had an opportunity just before the, you know, the end of the game, and any other time he would have put that in the back of the net. But, you know, it wasn't on that game, it was on the games all the way through the season. And if you finish at the bottom, you know, despite us having a good points total, you know, it gave us relegation. And I think even to this day, it's the worst feeling I've ever had, to be honest.
Watching that game on video on YouTube, I thought the first half we were really, really good, but the second half, did you think the occasion seemed to affect the players and we seemed to lose our momentum?
I think the game, you know, yes, we started off really well. We put a lot of pressure on them. Everything was going really well. And in the second half, I think, you know, maybe, you know, a little bit of desperation came in. You know, we needed another goal. And I mean, I've watched the game several times, and I work with, you know, with young footballers now, and I like playing football. Always have done. Graham always liked playing football. And that game was everything that, you know, the opposite to playing football. It was like a real desperate attempt to get goals. But, you know, nobody could think about the situation we were in unless you were in it yourself. It was it was an incredible game, incredible atmosphere. Everything you want to see in football, really. But, you know, the reward, if you like, was winning, and we weren't able to I think in that game we gave everything we got, and I think in the dressing room afterwards, I know one or two supporters said to me afterwards they're really disappointed, and you know, the team not going outside, but you know, there were players in tears in the dressing room, you know, and for me personally, it was, I don't know, it was like, you know, you were embarrassed, you were feeling, you know, full of shame because, like, you know, you'd taken the club down, and I can't really describe the emotions to you. It was a dreadful half an hour, 45 minutes in the dressing room after that game had ended.
We were relegated to the GM Vauxhall Conference. We didn't have the best of starts either. Was it hard to adapt to playing against teams who were part-time back then?
I believe that, you know, if we'd have really believed in ourselves, we knew every team that was going to come to Hereford, you know, seeing Hereford as a big club, you know, with a big support, you know, they raised their game. It was their, you know, cup final of the year. But if we'd have embraced that, I really believe that, you know, we would have done better than what we did. But I think, you know, there was one or two people who couldn't, you know, deal with that expectancy. But, you know, it was a long time ago. It was a very difficult season afterwards, obviously with the financial situation at the club. And we were up against it because, like, you know, every team that came to us, they thought, yeah, we're at Hereford, great ground, you know, great surface, great crowd. It's like a cup final. We've not experienced this before.
Personally for you, you had an injury hit season and left the club. You joined Cheltenham the following season. From what I understand, yeah, the loan from the PFA to pay for an operation that Hereford couldn't afford. You came back to Edgar Street with Cheltenham. Cheltenham, yeah, won 2-0. The abuse you got that afternoon was absolutely shocking. How did you cope with it?
I coped with it at the time because, like, you know, the Steve Cottrell, the manager of Cheltenham, you know, said, you know, we're right behind you. You know, we're here with you, you know, and whatever you go through, we go through with you. It was shocking. I mean, I expected the, you know, the abuse, the banter of, you know, I was being called Judas and everything, and, you know, all through the game, and it was just banter. I mean, it was hard, but it was light-hearted, I suppose. But the occasion when I went to take a corner and the, you know, the coins, the cigarettes and the spit that, you know, came over me, it was just something that wasn't very easy to take. But, you know, I understand, you know, from a fan's point of view, I was captain of the club. We got relegated. You know, I tried to, you know, I went to various fans meetings and tried to generate, you know, the interest, keep it going. Had a players meeting, tried to get everybody to stay, and then to get injured and then have to leave and then go to Cheltenham, who were at the top of the league. I could understand from a fan's point of view how difficult it was. But, you know, I didn't want to leave Hereford. The fact was, when I got injured and I came, tried to come back a couple of times, I was in severe pain. The club couldn't afford an operation because of the finances. You know, I was told I wasn't going to be given a new contract the following year because I'd only played a few games, and yet I'd played 49, I think it was, the year before. So I had to leave, and I agreed a settlement figure to leave. I didn't get paid for 11 weeks. I nearly lost my house and everything. I couldn't even go in the garden, you know, run around with my daughter, so I was in that much pain. I got in touch with the PFA. They sorted out an operation which resulted in a lump of scar tissue taken off the bone. So I pulled the adductor longus muscle off the bone. They operated on it. Steve Cottrell said, you know, look, do you want to come down for training? If you can't play, at least you'll be a little bit fitter. I went there on an expenses base only. Steve Cottrell was a winner in my eyes. You know, we knew we were going to be successful that year. And I was surrounded by people who were really positive. So I went for it. And thankfully, from a professional point of view, we got promotion. And I kind of redeemed a little bit of my pride because it hurt me. But, you know, when you get abused like that, it's almost as though that you feel as though you betrayed the club. I didn't betray the club. I love the club, you know, and it really hurt me when we went down, and really hurt me because it was one of the worst things that ever happened in my career. Like I say, I understand, you know, the fans' anger, you know, in a way, because I'd gone to our local rivals and, you know, we were successful and, you know, but there's abuse and there's levels of abuse. And like I say, I think it went just a little bit too far.
Do you still stay with all things Hereford FC?
I've got, obviously, your Facebook page, and, you know, I always look out for the results, and I'm absolutely delighted that the club are on the way back. And, you know, I firmly believe that it's not going to be long before they're back in the Football League. You know, as long as they keep getting the backing of the supporters. I think the best attendance was just under 5,000 this year, and a great average attendance. And to go into, is it Conference North? I think it's Conference North they're going into now.
Yeah.
What a league to go into. You know, you one step away from the conference itself. I think they'll go in there with strength, you know, and I can see them continuing.